The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. I'm going to get a little chilly. It's supposed to rain tonight, all day tomorrow. It's supposed to rain for the Buckeye game. And, you know, it has always fascinated me. And this is human nature. I'm not complaining. I'm not pointing out anything that no one knows. But this is interesting, all right? And I'm not being critical. I'm just observing. Tomorrow, the Buckeyes play Wisconsin. Joy and I will be watching it. I enjoy watching football. I really do. I think it's going to be a good game. Of course, the Buckeyes are going to win. But anyway, it's supposed to be a miserable day. It's supposed to rain most of the day tomorrow. Now, whether it does or not, who knows? But it's supposed to rain most of the day tomorrow. The horseshoe will be full. Packed to capacity. You can't bring in umbrellas, so you got to have some kind of raincoat on, a raincoat or a poncho or whatever. So think about this. Over 100,000 people are going to sit miserably in the rain for over 3 hours, 3 hours, three and a half, and it could go almost 4 hours. They're going to sit there in the rain watching a football game. Now, here's my question. If your church announced, you get an email today, we decided we're going to meet outside this Sunday. We've rented a whole bunch of chairs. We don't want to rent a tent. It's too expensive. We know it's supposed to rain on Sunday morning, but we're going to meet outside in the rain. So make sure you bring a poncho, and we'll try to keep the service to just an hour. I am dead serious. How many people in your church would show up knowing that they were going to be sitting outside in the rain for just 1 hour? Just to make sure that you're really sincere about your service to the Lord, why don't you park, say, a mile away and walk in the rain to the church? Again. Isn't that the truth? I'm making an observation. Over 100,000 people will sit in the rain tomorrow. And if it's a good game, if the Buckeyes win, not one of them will complain. And if it's a close game, nobody's going to leave. They're going to be there till the bitter end. And by the way, I'm not exempt. I remember, this has been several years ago, because I haven't been to a game for several years. Somebody gave us tickets, and it was against, I think it was Purdue. It wasn't even going to be a great game. I think it was against Purdue. The tickets were in C deck, the closed end of the shoe, next to the last row from the top. I mean, we're talking nosebleed, and it was freezing rain and high wind. Freezing rain, high wind, and we sat through the entire game, next to the last row, C deck, way up in the nosebleed. It was miserable. It was cold. It was freezing. It was awful. The freezing rain was blowing in. It was awful. But I went. Isn't that fascinating? And I could tell you so many stories about why people didn't show up to church or why they complained. The church was too cold. The church was too hot. The service was too long. The service was too short. Music was too loud. It wasn't loud enough. The ridiculous, ludicrous complaints that people make and the excuses to keep from going to church. You know, I realize this is the way it is. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm making an observation for all of us to kind of evaluate our priorities and what's really important to us. This is an illustration, and this is absolutely true. Years ago, we had a retired judge in the church. I'm sure he is dead now. It's been a long time ago, and he was an elderly judge, gentleman. He was a judge somewhere down in southern Ohio. He retired. He and his wife came up, bought a house here in central Ohio for their retirement, and they started coming to our church, and they were sweet, wonderful people. They really were. They were very, very nice. But if I finished the Sunday morning service by noon, and I mean by finish, invitation, announcements, whatever, the last final amen, if I was done and finished at 11:59 and 30 seconds, or any time before that, this dear old man would walk out the door. "Great message, Pastor. That was a wonderful message. My wife and I we love being a part of this church." If I ended at 12:01, he would barely speak to me. He would barely speak to me because I violated the noon rule. You must be finished with church before noon. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, I could write a book, and any pastor could write a book. Now, why did I bring this up? To condemn Ohio State football? No. And, in fact, if you have a couple of extra tickets down low, just let me know, join, I'll go. No, not at all. But please, folks, constantly evaluate what's important in your life. And many of you are going to go to the game. I hope you enjoy it. I hope the Buckeyes win. If you don't and you watch it on TV, would you at least sometime during the game think about what I've just been talking about and take a look at the people in the stands? And if it rains like they say it's going to, now who knows? It may not rain at all. But if it does and it's miserable and the wind is blowing, please take a look at that crowd at Ohio Stadium and just ask yourself, what are my priorities? I've had the privilege of traveling all over the world, and I am amazed at what people are willing to endure in other countries just to get together and worship. I've been in services where people had walked an entire day. In fact, one time it was in a service where people had walked two complete days through the jungle to come to a worship service. Yeah, just evaluate your priorities.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, this just might be my last time to mention this to you. It's our Bible League campaign. Today is the last day. I've just mentioned it once or twice today. We began last Thursday, and when we began with nothing. Our goal was $6,000. We wanted to meet a matching grant of $6,000, and that was our goal. We wanted $6,000. We got to $6,000. A $6,000 matching grant would kick in. All right? Well, we reached that. We reached that. And that was our goal. But you kept giving. And you kept giving and giving and giving and giving. You kept calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. You kept going to the website, thewordcolumbus.com, and clicking on the Bible League tab. And today, we are at $12,685. We have more than doubled our goal. More than doubled our goal. $12,685, and I could not be more happy, thrilled, excited, blessed, grateful for this unbelievable audience. And I haven't mentioned this before, and I'll just mention it now, and it's not that big a deal. It really isn't. But I say this to give glory to God first and to allow you to see. I say this all the time. This is the most incredible radio audience on planet Earth. And I guess every talk show host says that, but it's true. It's true. The Bible League is cooperating with radio stations all over America. Here in Columbus, Knoxville, Tennessee, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Seattle, national networks, Houston, Cleveland, Little Rock, Arkansas, and on and on and on and on, San Diego, California. Radio stations around the country are having campaigns like we are doing. Well, right now, I'm looking at the chart from the Bible League. I get a readout every day. And I'm looking at the chart. Number one in all of America, WRFD Radio, by a long shot. You folks are so far out and ahead of all of the other radio stations in America. Number one in all of America. And again, the only reason I tell you that is to give praise and honor to God for this incredible audience that He has raised up and to prove what I tell you continuously. This is the greatest radio audience on the planet. So anyway, today is our last day. We have gone over twice our goal. But if you want to give, you still can. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I don't think I'll mention it again today. But my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 800-YES-WORD, if you still want to give. Today's it. Last day. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or you can go online. One of our listeners did that a couple hours ago, but they want to remain anonymous, so I will not read their name. But we had one of our listeners go online today at thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Bible League tab. Thank you and praise God. Over 160,000 people are going to be thanking God for you because they're going to be touched by God's word. All right. This article illustrates just how wacky, crazy, loony, and evil many of our churches have become. I mentioned this a couple of years ago, and I thought it would just go away because it was so crazy, it was so outlandish and just so wrong. But actually, it's picking up speed. They are called womanist worship service. Womanist, W-O-M-A-N-I-S-T. Womanist worship services. These womanist worship services are services for women in predominantly black churches, predominantly black liberal churches, and they are celebrating Beyoncé masses. Masses centered on Beyoncé. Not Christ, not Jesus, not God, Beyoncé. Here's the story. Womanist worship services known as Beyoncé Mass have already attracted thousands from Southern California to Portugal by using the music and life of iconic singer Beyoncé to celebrate and empower black women are expected to unfurl inside two churches this week. Masses are set for First Presbyterian Church of Brooklyn and St. James Presbyterian in Harlem. Quote, join us at the First Presbyterian Church of Brooklyn in New York City for a groundbreaking worship service that uses the music and life of Beyoncé as a tool to cultivate an empowering conversation about black women, their lives, their bodies, and their voices. Beyoncé Mass creates a space of story, scripture, and song that calls for the liberation of all people. Really? Womanist worship, Beyoncé masses are breaking out all over the world. And again, this is from their own, this is from First Presbyterian Church of Brooklyn. This is how they're advertising it. Worship service that uses the music and life of Beyoncé as a tool to cultivate an empowering conversation about black women, their lives, their bodies, and their voices. Not about redemption, salvation, forgiveness, worship of a holy God. No. Empowering black women, their lives, their bodies, and their voices, and songs that call for the liberation of all people. Once you leave the authority of Scripture and the centrality of Scripture, anything is possible, including that. That's evil, folks. I'm not saying Beyoncé's evil. I'm saying these services are, that's evil. All right, we'll be back.